The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And I want to bring up two verbs which are very important in the early Buddhist tradition, in tradition's instructions on meditation. And these two words are, in English, are usually translated as entering and abiding. So for both doing mindfulness practice, mindfulness is something we enter and abide in, and for concentration practice, we enter and abide in states of concentration. And the idea of entering and abiding, entering is a little bit, both of them are a little bit intentional, something that we do. And so we enter something, and then in that place that we enter, we abide, we rest, we dwell in there. The entering is a little bit more the active, and the abiding is more the receptive, and the I don't know if passive is the right word. Entering is more the doing, abiding is more the being, how we be. And there's a variety of things we can enter into in meditation practice. But it's interesting to think of the image of entering that you might have. I mean, sometimes maybe the most obvious image is that of entering to a room, a door, entering into some space. So you enter in the space and then you abide in the space. I like the image of entering a refreshing pool of water. And you enter the water, you drop into the water, you allow yourself to kind of fall into the water or rest in the water, and then the water holds you and you abide in it, you dwell in it, you float in the water. So what it means, though, is to we don't necessarily keep things as they are. In being mindful, there is a kind of a state of being with which we're mindful of. And we're being mindful of the way things are, for sure. But mindfulness is not so much an activity as a state that we enter into that can be understood as a state of awareness or presence that we then kind of feel like we're within, like we're floating in a pool of water. We feel like we're in the pool. Or you're enter into a quiet room, and you're in the room, and you feel the quiet. So the idea of and so it's also kind of intentionally kind of leaving something behind, and coming into something new. And what we're leaving behind is the normal activity of the mind for most people, which is to do a lot of thinking, and to be the primary thing we're maybe doing is negotiating our life through our thinking. We're thinking about all kinds of things. And we might try to be present, but the mind slips off into thought. And the idea is to kind of, in a sense, leave that behind, leave that outside the room, outside the temple, or put it aside a little bit for the time being. It can be in the edges of the pool, and it's like you learn to swim, so you don't have to hold on to the railing anymore, to the side of the pool. So you learn to swim, and so you don't need to hold on to your thoughts anymore. Negotiate your world through your thoughts, figure out your world through your thoughts. So it's kind of like entering into some other kind of way of being, which is not the way of being when we think. And so for different people that might be a different thing, but we enter into our body and we allow our body to be, and we dwell in our body, we allow our body to be the reference point for being a sensing being, sensing aware being. Rather than thinking about what we know and being a mental activity to know and be mindful, it's an embodied sense of presence that kind of is encompassing or holds us or is broad. So I don't know if this makes sense to some of you, that this idea that we enter into a state, a meditative state, a state of awareness, state of presence. And then once we enter into it, the idea is to dwell there, to abide there. And it's not meant to be so active. Some people get caught up in meditation that you always have to do something there's a doing part and there's a non-doing part. And the abiding, resting in, allowing it to be, is a wonderful way of being, because then what we're mindful of comes to us. We don't have to kind of engineer our experience. We allow the experience to be, but in this space of awareness. We're in this big room, and things can happen in the room, and we're just dwelling there and watch what happens. We're in the pool, floating, and you know, things happen in the pool. We're aware of it, but it doesn't have to change the fact that we're resting in this floating space. So to enter into abide. For me, it's a little bit easier to do in a sitting meditation than it is to do in walking meditation. But you might try it as you walk. One of the little tricks that I use for walking that kind of gets me into that is when I start walking back and forth in walking meditation, and then I imagine that I'm the passenger of a car rather than the driver. And then in that imagination, it's not that I'm walking, but I'm being kind of carried along. And the world is coming to me. My experience is coming to me. And I'm just there as a passenger, just abiding in the car. I enter the car and abide. And whatever's going on, whatever my direct moment-to-moment experience is, it's just arriving as I sit there in the passenger seat. So that helps me. And I don't know if the image makes sense for you. So in any case, I hope you enjoy your morning. Thank you.